and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Vivian, and this is Coffee Time. Welcome back. I hope you had a good day so far, a good week, and welcome back here on this lovely Thursday afternoon. And yeah, if you're listening right now, I'm currently in Smithers, so I'm away. This is a pre-recorded show, little disclaimer here, but yeah, I'm glad that you tuned in again, and we will have so much fun in this episode, because this episode is all about the woman again, because this month is about all of the women out there. And yeah, it's happening during March. The International Women's Day happened 2 weeks ago, and we right now have Women's History Month happening in March in Canada and also all around the world. And I'm so glad that I'm here, and I will also tell you, of course, what day is today. And I also try to focus more on presenting female artists in this month, because this month should be all about women and women achievements and, yeah, women art. And so I decided to play you some different genres. So last week I presented to you women in country music, because I normally don't play country music here on Coffee Time. I usually play indie music or music from Germany, because if you don't know me, hi, I'm Vivian and I'm from Germany. I'm the intern here at CJSF, and yeah, I also love indie music, so I decided to I also love country, so that's why I decided to play women in country last week. Now I decided to play women in indie music, because I also have the feeling that's kind of, they're a little bit underrepresented. They're more present in the genre than women in country. But I would like to play you some indie music from Canada and from all around the globe to present the women here and to support them. And I will also, of course, tell you what day is today, what is happening in the world right now. And then I will tell you more information, more details about the day that's interested me the most. We have a very interesting day, sorry. And yeah, I also would like to talk about the woman that inspired me, because this month should be all about women. So I would like to talk about the woman in my life and the woman that give me strength and, yeah, give me inspiration every day. And that's why I would like to talk about them. And maybe it inspires you too to think about which woman inspires you the most in life, or which woman in your environment is really inspiring or gives you strength and power and makes you proud to be a woman. And yeah, think about it if you're listening right now. And I was also interested what the students would thought about what's their most inspiring woman in their environment. So I will do a street interview, but for next episode, because you definitely have to tune in. It will be a very cool episode, because I will include the street interviews with the students about International Women's Day and month, as well as which woman inspires the students on SFU campus here the most, because we are broadcasting here from Burnaby Mountain in BC, and that's why I like to include the students. And I hope that you can enjoy that episode next week. So please tune in next week, March 30th, from 1 to 2 p.m. And then you can listen to some fun tunes, to more female voices, as well as some interviews and some more stuff that's very interesting and what's happening in the world. So stay tuned for that. But first, I want to start with a very nice song called All Night. It's by Man I Trust. Really nice indie song. And that's my first female artist here on today's Coffee Time. So now lean back, zip your coffee or your water or your tea or whatever you have in your hands. Stay hydrated and enjoy the first song, Man I Trust, All Night.
put his hands on my face, the kind of touch that made me chase him down like it's true love. So tear me up, tear me down, ooh, like it was true. Oh. Every word that you're saying, I got a grip, keep me staying. I'm like gold, Lord. Pull me in and let me go. Should've known the first time you played with me like I was a devil. And I played with you like you were just a man. But I'd never better from your love. These are the days. It's not the first, you got me high on expectations. You gotta thank for letting me down. Not always around when I want you to stay with me. Make me feel better. It's not a day, I'm not thinking of you. So do you think of me times of feeling worthy? It's your love.
Mercy by JJ Wild. Wow, what a powerful song. I love it. And we just heard so many powerful songs and songs that I really, really like. Because if you just tuned in, hi, welcome. My name is Vivian and this is Coffee Time here on this lovely Thursday afternoon. And I really enjoyed the song we heard. First of all, we had Manatrust with All Night. Then we heard Girl in Red, We Fell in Love in October. Really nice song. Then Laurel with Life Worth Living. Then we had Maggie Rogers, Give a Little. And then we had just heard Wild with JJ Wild. No, Mercy with JJ Wild. And if you are interested in listening to more songs, and if you want to know the exact names, what songs I just played, then you should definitely tune in online and check out our website, cdsf.ca, as well as our social media pages. So Twitter, we have Facebook, we have YouTube, and we also have Instagram. And we now have TikTok. So we have a new TikTok account. So if you want to check that out, you should definitely do it. We have some cool stuff up there. So yeah, shout outs to the girls that are hosting the TikTok account, Mirai and Anna. Thank you for your work. It's so much fun. I'm also on the TikTok account. So yeah, you should definitely check it out. And it was fun listening to these songs because they give me strength and they give me power. And this one should be all about how powerful women are and should show the world how women can move the world and how powerful we are, because this month is Women's History Month, and 2 weeks ago we had International Women's Day. I did so many shows for that, had so many cool interviews, so many cool guests on. So you should definitely check the past episodes I did with Coffee Time, also Intravenous and Speak Up as well. So check out our website again, cdsf.ca. And we are now back to my favorite part of the show. And days, it's called Days of the Year, or I would say what day is today. So I will now tell you what day is today, what is happening in the world, and yeah, what is going on there? What is celebrated today, and can we celebrate it too? And yeah, it is so interesting because it educates you and especially me, because I always learn about new cultures, new celebrations. So that's why I want to give it to you, my knowledge. That's why I love journalism and want to continue doing my work here in journalism, and especially in the radio, because I can give you my knowledge. I love doing research. So I would like to give you my knowledge to you so that you can spread it out in the world. So today is National Puppy Day. I love this. I miss my dogs so much. If you just tuned in, hi, I'm Vivian and I'm from Germany. I'm the intern here at CJSF and I really, really miss my dogs. But unfortunately, oh my God, guys. Okay, a quick stop here. I will go back to Germany in 4 weeks. Isn't that crazy? So we now have to have March 23rd, and I will be back on April 23rd, actually. So in 1 month, isn't it crazy? It is. And I don't want to go back. I miss my family. I miss my friends. I miss my dogs, of course, but I love it here. And I will also try to do an episode about coming to a country on your own. I will also want to reflect some of my greatest moments here. So stay tuned for my very last episode. And I will be so sad if I have to say this for the very last time. So enjoy this episode as well as the others, because I don't have many left. I only have four left. Four shows left. Isn't that crazy? And I would like also talk about my progress and yeah, my favorite moments here at CDSF, and yeah, how richer I am right now with memories, and that my horizon brought so much. So I am so thankful for that. And yeah, stay tuned for my very last episode, but I don't want to think about it anymore, because otherwise I'll be sad. So let's continue with what day is today. So we had National Puppy Day, we also have World Meteorological Day, National Near Miss Day, National Chia Day, National Chip and Dip Day. Really interesting. We have also Ravenclaw Pride Day. So if you know Harry Potter and if you have chosen your house, and you should definitely know what's Ravenclaw. So for all of the Ravenclaws out there, shout out to you. This is your day today, so celebrate it. And it's also Atheist Day and National Melbourne Toast Day. But the day that interested me the most, because I always want to tell you about what day interested me most, what is interesting, what is important for the world, and what can maybe help you in life and give you some knowledge about life. So the day that interested me the most was National Near Miss Day, because I didn't know what that mean. And it is actually an interesting day, so let me tell you a little bit about it. So National Dear Mistake commemorates the day when a large asteroid missed the Earth by a mere 500,000 miles, a very near miss. What would you do if an asteroid was about to hit the Earth? So if you, like, would you freak out? Would you do, I don't know, last thing that you wanted to do in life, like bungee jumping or something on your bucket list? Would you do stuff like that, or would you just be so scared? I would probably be scared, but I would like to try out, like, I don't know, one last thing that I have had on my bucket list so that I can, I don't know, die happy. Wow, this is sad. How would you spend your last hours? So let me know. You can always text us on our social media pages and also email me on cdsf.ca. And go back to the history of National Near Miss Day. So for those who were living on planet Earth in the 1980s, may remember the important day. Could have been an extreme disaster. It wasn't, fortunately. So on March 23rd, 1989, an asteroid was around 300 meters wide, was headed on a course in the direction of planet Earth. The asteroid, named 4581 Asplasius, was about 6 hours away from striking the planet, coming within 450 miles or so. While that may still seem rather far away, in terms of asteroids traveling near planets, it is very, very close. And an interesting fact about this asteroid is that it wasn't even discovered that the asteroid came this close until 9 days later, on March 21st, when American scientists Henry E. Holt and Norman G. Thomas learned about it. But perhaps it is better that no one knew in advance. I mean, people would have freaked out. And there may have been panic instead, similar to what occurred a decade later when Y2K happened. I don't know if you remember that, but there was also an asteroid that was really, really close to the Earth. I don't know when it happened. I don't know. I have to look it up. And I will tell you soon. But it was also very scary because it was all in the news, all over, and everybody was scared, and it was a scary moment. So because of its late discovery, National Near Miss Day wasn't even observed until after the fact, when the free